The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down! This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. It's also a Tuesday, and everybody's in a bad mood, but you can
Who's in a bad mood?
All the texters, but that, you know, throw all the negativity you want. We don't care. We're not reading one of them.
Sex teacher's in a bad mood.
Yeah, well, this is a good text, though. Going to getyourho.com and expecting hot teachers is like drafting your quarterback in the sixth round and getting Tom Brady.
That's probably true.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, I know the weather sucks out there. Somebody relax. Try to get you home in one piece. And, yeah, if you missed the first hour, should be on Podcast Arena shortly. Good stuff. A lot of sleuthing and some sports in there. So, kind of the usual mix. We'll talk about a little bit about office stuff. I want to ask you this because there's a study. It's out of the UK, but I think it applies here, too. 62% of workers have a colleague they consider a work enemy.
Oh.
Do you think you have a work enemy?
Absolutely.
Okay. I don't really feel like I have a work enemy.
100% I do.
Okay. Well, I'm that guy who emailed you. I think I'd consider him an enemy.
I mean, basically, the thing is, though, I've had work enemies in the past for sure that have been vanquished. Now, I don't know that I have a real solid work enemy, unfortunately. I mean, it'll pop up.
Oh, yeah. You'll have one at some point.
And I had, like...
Especially in your new role, you'll have
one. There are people here whom I really don't like very much. But now that I'm in a position... Like, before, I could just ignore them and pretend like they didn't matter to me.
Yeah.
But now, like, I have to see them sometimes, and it's like, ugh. That person. Oh, boy.
Really?
Yeah. Like, this guy, he never silences his phone during the show.
Jeez. Well, now, that's my laptop.
Oh.
And
I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about a different guy who does that.
It was so stupid because I was watching a video and forgot to mute the thing again. Because that's always the first thing I do is mute the computer. And I'm really surprised all the stuff that I have called up on my, all the windows I have open, that one of them didn't have something already going. And by the way, shame bell to whoever the hell it was calling me from Jersey Village.
So do you have someone here you consider a work enemy?
No, I do not.
Aaron?
No.
He hasn't been here long enough, though.
Okay.
I was here before, though.
Yeah, but did you have enemies then?
Yeah, and that guy got axed.
Oh.
So who was won?
It? The person who called for my job the very first time I got laid off.
You'll have to pass that down to me.
That'll have to be inside info.
Hey, did you see what's happened to poor Ja Rule? This guy, you talk about being on a bad run. Ja Rule, and I know, Fred, you're saying right now, who the hell is Ja Rule?
Isn't he the guy that was like putting a curse on Harden and those guys?
No, that was Base God.
Okay.
This Ja Rule is the guy who, he tried to put a curse, but not on the Rockets.
Okay.
This is the guy who ran the Fire Festival, the documentary that we're supposed to watch.
Yeah, that we haven't watched yet.
That we haven't watched.
Yeah, I've heard his name.
Yeah.
So.
But he is trying, he's trying to get the Base God curse. And Lil B, the Base God, who followed me on Twitter, by the way. I don't know why.
But maybe he says, maybe he's betting college basketball.
Maybe. He said, I've channeled my curse powers from him. Sacramento Kings will never win a championship ever.
Okay,
first of all, yeah, like, way to go out on a limb, Ja Rule. But the Kings, they're not even the team he's looking for. The Minnesota Timberwolves last night kind of clowned on him a little bit. They said, we too were hustled, scammed, bamboozled, hoodwinked, led astray. And Ja Rule replied to the Timberwolves, you just jinxed yourself talking to the God this way. You're cursed now. Y-O-U-R, cursed now. Dude, if you're going to curse someone, you've got to learn proper grammar.
Yeah. You're cursed a bad grammar.
You won't win a championship for the next 30 years, and Cat is leaving. Apologize, and I'll lift the curse. Kiss of death. And then he also predicted the eventual departure of Karl Anthony Towns, but then he went a step further and said, at Sacramento Kings, y'all will never win a championship, and Karl Towns is going to leave you in free agency. The curse is strong. And then the Kings Twitter, I guess he tried at first. He went after the Kings and then deleted it and tried again. But the Kings, they were quick. They screenshotted. Hoop knowledge worse than Firefest logistics.
Ooh. Oh, there's an elbow drop. There's an elbow drop from the top rope.
And then the Base God curse, back in December 2017, there were seven NBA teams. Seven NBA teams that they received the Base God's blessing. Golden State, Portland, the Celtics, the Timberwolves, the Kings, the Sixers, and the Knicks. So they're immune to the curse. Both those franchises are. And here comes Ja Rule, not knowing what he's doing. So Ja Rule, he needs to get his act together. That guy's having a rough year. Things aren't going well for him.
Maybe that curse has kind of landed on him.
God, I remember like when I was, I mean, this was like when Ja Rule first hit, like back in 99 or 2000. I kept saying, I don't understand why people like Ja Rule. I think Ja Rule sucks, but he was really popular for a while. Like, he was a big deal. And now I think people are looking back and going, man, Ja Rule sucks. And I was like, yeah, I tried to tell you this a long time ago. But I was way in the minority back then. But now I think most everybody's like, oh, Ja Rule. I mean, if you're performing at halftime of a Bucks game, life's hit you hard. You're like unless you're the Chinese lady that throws the plates on her head on the bicycle. You're performing at halftime, your career's not on the path that you'd hoped.
Yeah, I know all these names, but I can't tell you whether they suck or not. I'm the guy who thought R. Kelly and Reckless Kelly were the same person for a year. So you got the wrong guy. Brian says, I'm the controller in HR for my shop. I'm everybody's work enemy. I love it. Here's some questions from this real quick. It says 77% of those who have a work enemy are unhappy at work. And 70% would consider looking for a new job as a result.
Almost everyone's unhappy at work because they're at work.
No, but if you have an enemy.
Yeah, but
specific to that.
I think everybody's unhappy anyway.
No, but 7 out of 10 people here are going to go looking for another job if they don't have a work enemy.
I mean, Aaron did.
Mm, that's true.
Actually, he got killed off before I left.
Oh, you? So you outlasted him?
I did.
So you're 1-0.
Yep.
Okay. I want to know who your next work enemy is.
1 in 3 have lost sleep over unhealthy workplace relationships.
That could be sexual relationships.
Well, that's that. Yeah, I lost sleep over something like that in the past. It's like, man, I never should have slept.
Aaron?
Not at this job, but no, the last job I had?
You had a sexual relationship at your last job?
No. I had plenty of enemies over at the last job and lost sleep over it.
Okay.
But
you didn't have sex with anyone at that job?
No.
Okay.
Well, he's been married now long enough. The whole time he was there.
Oh, did that stop you when you did it?
No, but that was different. It was a long time ago. And, you know, it was a mistake. And fortunately, I didn't have to call a lawyer. But if I would have had to call a lawyer, I would have called Lawyer Dave.
You should have.
I know I should have called Lawyer Dave because he at least would have put me with somebody who would have kept me from losing everything I own. But more importantly, if you're in an accident, whether it's a car accident, 18-wheeler, slip and fall, or anything, then Dave is your guy to call. Right, Dave?
That's exactly right, Blitzers. I'd be glad to help you. And if I can't, I'll steer you in the right direction with somebody that can help you with any given legal need. We never charge for consultation. They're always free for the Blitzers. Blitzers, I'm your family lawyer. We're part of a family. You need help, legal help of any kind, give me a holler, 713-626-8900, and I'll hook you up. I'll do my best.
Yeah, let's say I'm in an accident and I can't afford to go to a doctor. What do I do when I call you?
That happens all the time, Fred, and depending on where you live, we've got doctors all over the Harris County and all the contiguous counties. We'll put you with somebody that won't charge you any money up front, so you get the care you need, up to back surgeries even. So make sure that people don't get denied the health care that they need just because they don't have any money.
Dave, what if I don't speak English? What would you do for me?
Mi oficina hablamos español muy bueno, which says that my office speaks Spanish very well. We've got 5 Spanish speakers, including myself, that'll help anybody that has a need that doesn't speak English. We also got Vietnamese and Chinese folks. I mean, we pretty much are ready to help anybody of any place, anytime.
All right, man. Give them the number. Tell them what to call.
Call me at 713-626-8900. Hit me up at Lawyer Dave Law. My Twitter handle or lawyerdave.com. Houston-based Lawyer Dave.
That's Dave. He's my lawyer. He should be your lawyer. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
Bentley Ballet, and I'm just outside of Jersey, past the Palisades, and I love to see that some boots and shades thrown out on the bed while I'm yanking your braids. Thug style, you never thought I'd make you smile while I'm smacking you, and you're all wild. We share something so rare, but who cares? You can, baby. I'm not.
This is the Blitz, on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Man, I love that song.
I love almost all Rob and White Zombie.
Yeah, those are always on my 5 and 10K running lists. I've always got 4 or 5 Rob Zombie songs on there. Workout list. That one, I think, was it Blade or Blade 2 that they had the big scene with all the vampires and they were playing that? It was pretty badass.
I don't remember which one.
Yeah. She says, why don't you read some of the bad text? Because here's what I've come to realize. And like I said, 96-97% of the text messages are really good. But I've kind of realized that the kind of stuff I'm getting now, it's either children or somebody who's mentally challenged. So I don't really want to make fun of that in case it really is somebody who's mentally challenged. So, yeah. No, I'm not. Send all you want. They're not going to get read.
Hey, big day in my life.
Yeah.
I got retweeted by the Stern Show today.
Oh, yeah. I saw your tweet.
So I'm pretty much famous. So this will be our last show together. I'm on to bigger and better things.
I see.
Yeah. I've made it.
Okay.
So... Yeah, Gary Clark Jr. I don't know if you're familiar with his work, but he's like a blues guy. And I went and saw him a couple times in Austin playing for basically nobody, like in little clubs. And today he was on Howard Stern. And it's dude, that's unbelievable how far that dude's made it. He still lives in Austin. He's the guy who, you remember the cover of Come Together on Justice League?
Yeah.
That was him. So
that was really good.
Yeah, he's hit the big time now. I tweeted, you know, it was awesome to hear him on the Stern Show. And I said, I'm getting the album today. And Stern Show tweeted out the a promo code for his album for $5.
Nice.
So if you are interested in that album, you can get Gary Clark Jr.'s album for $5 using the promo code Stern at checkout. And I retweeted it, so if you want the link to get it, it's on my Twitter.
I may do that. It's so funny.
It's worth $5, I promise.
I obviously, being much older than you, different bands when I went to Austin all the time. But man, there were so many people that went on to do great stuff. I remember the first time I saw Eric Johnson was in some little nothing club in Austin, and there were like 20 people in there.
I remember you told me the first time you saw Willie Nelson, he was 20.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me. But I was just sitting there, and this guitarist is amazing. Who the hell is he? And then about a year later, his album started coming out, and he blew up. There were a couple people like that. That scene is just, you never know what you're going to see there. New Orleans, same way. I mean, depending on where you go. Like if you go over by Tulane and go to some of those jazz clubs and stuff.
Yeah.
You never know who's going to show up in there. It's pretty cool. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Pink Valkyrie says she's basic, really loves Dragula and Thunderkiss 65.
Well, you call me Pumpkin Spice Latte because I'm basic too. That's
that's 1 and 1A for me.
Thunderkiss is the best. That song, that gets me jacked.
And we could just play Rob Zombie all day on the show one day, and I'd be okay with it. But in fact, I have one running list on my phone that's all Rob Zombie.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Just for, like, especially if I'm not motivated, that'll do it.
Yeah. That's why I don't run.
Lamont asked, did you ever see SRV? I did once. Yes. I was very fortunate growing up. My dad got tickets to every single show that came through. So I was kind of popular in high school because I'd have concert tickets. You name the act, I saw them in the, you know, basically between 78 and around 88. Anything that came through to what was then the Summit or Sam Houston Coliseum. And I was looking it up because we were talking about Bohemian Rhapsody the other day. I think the Queen show I saw was 82.
Damn.
And yeah, I'm an old. So, but it was pretty cool because there were a lot of bands that I never really had any interest in. But because we had the tickets, I went. So like I saw Bruce Springsteen, who I'm not a fan, but I'm glad I went and saw it. And yeah, pretty much anybody that you can name, I saw at some point during that stretch. If they were big and active, and even not so big, man, we used to have this place, the Music Hall, which wasn't very big.
Yeah.
But I saw like Black Sabbath with Ronnie James Dio there, and I saw Journey there. And you know, this was early on before they all started getting really big. And it was just because my dad would work nights and really want anybody to take care of us. So he basically dropped me off at the concert, then have somebody come pick me up, and I'd stay at work with him until it was done. And that was pretty much all throughout junior high and high school. So, yeah, I was very lucky in the bands I got to see. But for most of our listeners, they're all way too old for you guys. And this is like, you know, this is like, I saw Van Halen in 78. I saw AC/DC with Bon Scott.
Jeez.
Which was
awesome.
You were
really old.
I know. I make no bones about it. But, yeah, that one was, I said that might have been 77. I don't remember exactly. It's fuzzy. You know, but somewhere, I do think my grandmother kept, like, I had a box of concert shirts from all of those. I think she kept them. So it'd be kind of cool to go get them and maybe, like, have them sewn together and made into a blanket or something, because I can't wear them anymore. They're all tiny.
Yeah.
I was like a 140-pound guy back then.
I mean, that should give you motivation to fit into your old concert T-shirts.
Yeah, I don't want to be that small again.
Come on, Fred.
Nope, sorry.
So. Tracy's headed to New Orleans for Mardi Gras this weekend. Any bead requests to bring back? Fred, any beads? Tracy will earn the beads.
Yeah, she'll earn the beads.
She'll show them off,
but
if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, good luck. One place I'd never want to be is New Orleans during Mardi Gras.
No?
No, too many people for me.
Yeah, that's for me too. I'm surprised, though. You seem like that would be fun for
you. I've done it once. It's not worth doing again. Okay. And the wife was really pushing me to do it this year with a couple friends of hers, and it turns out we couldn't go anyway. But I was like, dude, I do not want to do this, but if you really want to do it, I'll go. But I'm talking, because she's never done it.
I don't even do.
She doesn't know what a mess it is.
Like, I don't even do Bourbon Street when it's not Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
I do every part, do almost all of New Orleans except for that part.
Right. Well, if I go, I'll do one night on Bourbon Street, the first night, and get it out of the way. And it's usually like a Wednesday night, so it's not that bad. And then I spend the rest of the time elsewhere. Because there are a couple places I like on Bourbon Street, and I kind of feel, I
like Lafitte's Blacksmith at the very end of Bourbon Street. But you can go around Bourbon Street
you
to get
don't,
to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you don't have to go down Bourbon Street.
You don't have
Street
to go through the muck.
Yeah. But, I mean, like on a weekend, a weekend on Bourbon Street is bad enough. Is that a Friday night or a Saturday night?
Yeah.
But that's why, if I get in on a Wednesday, I'll go, said I need to make a trip over there. In fact, I'm going to take next week off. Is that okay? Oh, wait, it's Mardi Gras. Never mind.
Yeah, bad timing.
Yeah, but I do feel like I should make another run over there. It's been a while. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Big City Wings, where I'm always happy to make a run over there to any one of their 7 great locations. And you know they have great wings. They got great burgers. They got great beer. They got TVs everywhere. They got sports everywhere to watch. It's family friendly. And right now it's crawfish season, and they're serving up delicious crawfish by the pound. So whatever you're into, they got you covered. And you just want to go someplace this weekend and watch a bunch of basketball or watch your AAF or whatever sport you want to watch, they're going to have it on. They got TVs everywhere. You can't miss it. And they've got 7 locations now, including the one in Kingwood. And guess what? If you go in the bar in the one in Kingwood, you can sit at the A.J. Hoffman table. You can also sit at the Fred Fowler table. But everybody wants to sit at that A.J. Hoffman table or the Charlie Polillo table. So, yeah, it might be your third choice, but you can still go and do it. And they've got a new one coming here soon that we'll be telling you about. The food is all fresh, made to order. It's fantastic. And I love this place, and I loved it long before I ever started talking about it. As a matter of fact, at least once a week, if I can't get over there, I'm doing Uber Eats and getting them sent to me. So go and check them out. Go to BigCityWings.com for details to find the Big City Wings nearest you. And guess what? Daily specials. Every day they've got a special. You know what today is? 2 for Tuesday wings and tea time. $3 Long Island iced teas. $3 Long Island iced teas and 2 for Tuesday wings. You're going to get twice the wings today. So swing by and check it out. Go to any one of their 7 great locations. But BigCityWings.com, you can follow them on social media, Facebook.com, BigCityWings, Instagram.com, Twitter, all Big City Wings. BigCityWings.com, find the location nearest you, Big City Wings.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz, with Fred and AJ.
I'm not sure we can still play that.
Why?
Because we're not the number one show
in
the city. We're number one in afternoon, so I guess that's okay.
Yeah, that is true.
Where's Jerome?
Calling him now.
Okay. Randy Gregory suspended indefinitely for substance abuse policy violation. Not shocking
this
at all.
This is a shocking development. What's happened here?
Yeah. That's some other NFL news. 49ers might use the franchise tag on Robbie Gould, who I know the Bears want back.
Yeah.
Especially since they're whacking Parkey. Fox and ESPN both pursuing Greg Olsen.
Really?
Yeah, because that whole tight end thing worked out so well for ESPN last year.
I mean, hey. Never know, Fred. Mm. Might get a better one this time.
Can't be much worse. So, okay, 713. All right. Well, let's go to our man. He's a Houston Chronicle columnist, soon to be even bigger star. He'll tell us about that at some point, maybe not today. Jerome Solomon. What's up, buddy?
What's up, gentlemen?
How you doing, man?
I'm nice and sportsy.
Oh, that's good to hear. That is good
relatively
to hear.
Relatively speaking, for a random Tuesday when nothing's going on.
Yeah. Well, what's on the docket for today? What are you working on these days?
Nothing. I wrote a little piece for tomorrow's paper on celebrating the beauty of James Harden. That I think we haven't given him enough love. Starting with you, AJ.
I feel his pain. Were you disappointed to see the streak end, or maybe somewhat relieved? What do you think?
I didn't have any feeling about relief or disappointment, but I do think that some of us haven't given the streak what it really truly deserves. I mean, it is pretty doggone special, and it's a given that if you don't win a championship, nothing else matters. Okay, blah, blah, blah. But let's not discount how pretty unique his accomplishment has been here over the last, month and a half or whatever it was. And it stands out. It says a lot about the guy as a player. And, we're in such a world where we act like if you don't win the championship, nothing else matters. But, that's just not the case. I mean, and maybe years from now he'll get more credit for this little run than he will this year because they're not going to win the championship.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a fait accompli, but I mean, give the guy some credit. He's put on a show here for us. And isn't that what it's all about? Entertaining us on some level?
Well, I mean, and winning games.
Well, yeah, and they won games. When the first game of the streak, I was there that night, and they played the Lakers. The Lakers had the same number of losses in the season as the Warriors did at the time. The Rockets had the 14th best record in the Western Conference, and there are 15 teams, so they were next to last when he started that streak. And now they're only up to fifth in the conference, but that's a huge jump from where they were. Give the guy credit. He did what needed to be done to get them back into the hunt,
So I'm assuming you were, since you were there last night, it sure looked like everybody's kind of giving him credit for not taking that shot at the end. Sure looked like there were about four Hawks that weren't going to let him do it.
Yeah, he was going to have to. He would have looked like a jerk to try to get it at that point. But I still give him the credit for, it was a point where, okay, is it really necessary to try to do it? And granted, the guy had scored, 11 points in the last 6 minutes or something when the game had come close. So, he didn't back his way out of it or shoot his way out of it. He didn't score early in the game. And, he's still rusty and hasn't played much in the last couple of weeks. But he could have been kind of a jerk and did everything he could just to extend the streak. By not doing it, I think he gets, I'll give him a little credit. Ain't a whole lot of credit for it because, it might have been impressive to get the streak and score over four guys to get it. So, but it is a meaningless streak by itself. It's a great accomplishment to have done it, though, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but do you also think at this point it's probably best that it's over with because now your team's healthy, you got to get everybody else involved, and you don't want to get into a game where it's close and the guy's saying, all right, man, I need a three here to get the streak going.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And that, it kind of fits the story that it ends on the first night of the entire season that the complete roster was healthy. But it could have ended a week ago, 2 weeks ago, whenever, and still been pretty impressive. That it ended right there is kind of let's move on past it. Let's stop talking about it. Let's try to figure out how we can beat all the teams that we can beat in the playoffs and then see what happens against the Warriors. That's going to be the story of the season. But we knew that before the season started. However, all of the stuff that's happened during the season, the Ennis, the Carmelo,
Trevor Ariza gone and on and on and on and all the changes. Nothing has mattered except for when they play the Warriors in the playoffs, and we know that. So the only thing that turned this season into being interesting and entertaining was James Harden putting on a show for a while, and that's been fun for me.
I want to go across town because it's also been fun watching UH go 26-1. And I think that's worth appreciating just as much as a streak is. But in your mind, how far can they go in the tournament?
I mean, I'm telling you, I've fallen in love with this team. And you know me, I was working for you when I started covering Kelvin Sampson, and always enjoyed the way he coaches and what he gets his teams to do. And this is close to a really patented Kelvin Sampson team. They're tough. They're nasty. They can win games without shooting well, without scoring a lot of points, because they play vicious defense and they get after people. They're not good enough to run people off the court necessarily when they might match up against the best teams in the tournament, but they're also not so good that when they play a bad game in the tournament that they're going to freak out over it, like most teams do. Most good teams get into the NCAA tournament and they're playing in those big arenas with the goal, the background being so different, and they miss a few shots early on and start to panic. Well, U of H plays such good defense, they'll make teams panic. They're going to be hard to beat, and they can beat pretty much anybody they run into. I'm not predicting they'll win the whole thing, but boy, I would not be surprised if they get to the Elite Eight and it's a coin flip to see if they make it to the Final Four. I think they can do that. That's just they play smart enough basketball and they're a tough enough team mentally that they can. I mean, this can be more fun than we've seen around here since Five Slamming Hammer days, literally.
Is it? I mean, to you at least, does it bother you at all that the AAC looks like it's a little bit down, and they, like, maybe Houston hasn't been tested that much in conference play? Does that concern you a little bit about what they'll do come tournament time?
It would concern me if there were a whole bunch of great teams out there, AJ.
Right.
You follow it more than anybody. There aren't a bunch of great teams out there, and they've dominated enough. Like, if they were in AAC and had just the conference and still won it and go into the tournament as a 5 or 6 seed, I'd be more concerned. But since they've dominated that league, they'll mess around and get a 2 or 3 seed, especially if they finish strong here. They won't have to play any of those teams that you really would be concerned about until they get to the Sweet 16 or Elite 8 maybe even. So they're supposed to be better than every team they play until this Elite 8. I mean, that's just the way it's going to break down. So, yeah, it would be a concern, but, not they're not going to play anybody. They're going to play teams that they play, the type of teams that they beat in conference play. Those are the type of teams they should play in the first, second, even third round maybe, and let an upset happen or something, and they might fool around and get to the Elite 8 without having to beat a top 20 team even, and that's the reward you get for having a season where you only have one loss. I mean that game at Cincinnati, their season finale, regular season finale, that'll be a tough one for them. I think they're better than Cincinnati, but they could easily lose that one. So they mess around and lose that and then don't win the conference tournament. All of a sudden, that number 2 or 3 seed that they could have might slip to a 5 or 6, and that changes everything.
Tell people what you got going on or what you got coming up with this this television show.
Oh, man. Starting on Sunday night, the Houston Sports Show. TV show on Channel 2 on KPRC every Sunday night right after the news and Sports Sunday. And it's going to be fun. I mean, I'll have you guys on. You get to come on and be yourselves. That's a serious request from the general manager of KPRC, or White Jerome, as I call him. he loved the Blitz, and he's like, you better have those guys on. So that was kind of part of my contract in getting the show on, was to have you guys on there. And Barry Laminack will come. Other people from around town who know their stuff. We're going to have a good time. It should be fun.
That's awesome, man. What time is it going to be on? What's the...
11:30 on Sunday nights.
Perfect. Cool.
Indeed. Yeah, it's for everybody who's up late, and obviously when football season runs around, it'll come on after the Sunday night football on the same channel. So it's going to be really different than anything you get in town because it's us. So we'll take the best of what you guys do on the radio every week and put it on TV and put your handsome faces out there, and you know, we'll see if that sells.
Well, not the handsome faces part, but yeah, we'll hopefully give you some good content. Looking forward to participating and watching, and happy for you, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, I mean, part of it is I look better standing next to you, fellas. So yeah.
Come on.
All right. Well, we'll be tuning in Sunday night, so check it out.
No, you'll be there.
Yeah,
night,
I will be but... there Sunday night.
I got to text you. I might not make it to the very first episode. I'm not sure yet.
We'll make it happen.
It depends
we'll
on when you're recording, because I'm doing my podcast on Sunday nights. So we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I did promise people there would be an after party after the 5K, so I won't be able to drink now thanks to you, but that's
cool.
Okay.
Oh, no. That makes the show even better.
Yeah.
And my co-host is Lauren Leal, so if y'all really want, you know,
she's gonna make us look horrible.
Yeah. You've got to ugly her up a little bit.
Like I said, it makes me look worse, but that's okay. That's a good thing for TV. It's gonna be fun, and we'll have a good time. And I definitely want the degenerates to weigh in and be involved and enjoy it. And you guys will be a big part of what we do. So. Excited.
I'm excited too, man. We've been talking about this for a while, so ready to jump in, and we'll definitely see you on Sunday.
All right, cool.
All right, man.
Get drunk. Yeah, get drunk Fred on TV on Sunday night.
Oh, please let it happen.
I mean, we can
imagine
make it happen.
How Lauren would feel. Yeah. Like, oh, my God, please make this stop.
Hey, I love you, Jerome. You're the best, man. I'm so happy to be doing this with you.
Lauren, you're so pretty.
For a chick.
Yeah, you got the prettiest hair.
That's going to be real entertaining. Yeah.
All right, bud. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it.
All right, Jerome Solomon. Okay, let's take a quick break. A little bit over here. When we come back, we have a gem of the day you won't want to miss. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. ESPN 97.5 is here to give you pre-screening access to Netflix's new film, Triple Frontier. A group of former Special Force Ops reunite to plan a heist in a populated border zone of South America. For the first time in their careers, these heroes undertake this dangerous mission for themselves instead of their country. At 5:55, we'll take caller 10 to 713-780-3776. You'll win two seats at a pre-screening of Triple Frontier starring Ben Affleck on March 4th at Studio Movie Grill Center, City Center at 7 p.m. So don't call before then, but at 5:55, you can win those tickets. I have one more giveaway for you in the next hour, if you're patient. Scarballs13 on Twitter, shout out to him. He came out to the track Saturday night, and he said he enjoyed it. He made money, so now he's on the hook. He's going back with his sister on Friday. So, fun guy. Been tweeting the show now for past couple months, and enjoyed hanging out. I will not be there Friday, but good luck.
There you go.
Yeah. 7-1.
Get that money.
Yeah.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Yeah. Paul says he was at Monsters of Rock at Alpine Valley the day after SRV's helicopter went down. Somber scene most of the day and night. Yeah, I remember. I remember when that happened. It was just, I was at the newspaper, and I that's one of the more devastating days I remember being there. Most of the time, you talk about gallows humor at the newspaper. Something bad happened.
Yeah.
It was who could come up with the best joke first. And that was the first one where I remember nobody was joking with Stevie Ray Vaughan. And then somebody finally did. But, you know, it took a while. All right, let's do this at our jeweler's gym of the day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
All right, someone tweeted me this morning, and I apologize because I usually write it down, but I was in the middle of doing a bunch of sports map stuff and also responding to the 74 emails I had overnight. So I apologize to whoever tweeted this at me, but this is a really good gym of the day.
Okay.
From Northport, Florida, where a couple has been arrested, 47-year-old Adriana Gutierrez Hoyos and 48-year-old Enrique Sanabria Gravier. Gravier is a pretty cool name. Apparently, they were running an illegal dental office out of their garage. An undercover officer posing as a patient discovered the full-service facility in the middle of a Northport neighborhood. They were arrested Tuesday on charges of practicing dentistry without a license and conspiracy to commit a felony. I guess because they teamed up, they conspired to commit a felony.
Yeah, sounds about right.
So,
wise guys.
Yeah, don't team up to commit a felony.
Apparently, the Florida Department of Health received a tip that the couple had been running the unlicensed practice for 5 years. They're accused of performing extractions, braces, and crowns.
Like
everything from cleaning to even braces.
I don't understand going cheap on dental care. That's like one of the things that I feel like you should splurge on.
They were pretty in depth and certainly. Well, you know what though? Okay, let me take the other side of this. If you don't have money or dental insurance, I bet you somebody like this is who you go to.
I guess, but man, I'd save up.
Apparently they
I'm not going to some sort of dentist.
They went pretty in depth, including braces not being done with the right education, certification, or insurance. There was no medical insurance for the practice, and they were not paying taxes. So dentist who says people in need of dentistry and can't afford it should take advantage of county-run clinics or free dental services by other professionals. Mm. It actually makes me sad for the most part because I can sympathize. I understand that it's not inexpensive to get a dentist appointment. Well, not in a garage.
No.
You know, it's funny. If you look at their mugs, they kind of look like dentists.
Kind of.
Kind of do. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Triangle Energy. And I'm telling you about them because there's a lot of different energy providers out there. And they may offer random things, free weekends, free days, cash bonuses. The list goes on. You may have fallen for one of those offers. Then months later, found out that you were paying a higher rate than you signed up for, or they're throwing additional fees on your bill. And that's garbage. That's not how it's supposed to be. Triangle, they keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay, period. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or go to TryEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TryEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
ESPN 97.5.